Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
I know it has nothing to do with construction, but that's the first thing that popped into my head when I thought of
build me up
was
buttercup.
Build me a buttercup, and I know but that's about a guy that's kind of getting messed around by a girl. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. However, I did want to build a nice intro for Jesse Lindland from Outside in Construction in Alton, serving the Lakes region for almost 20 years.
Wow,
Jesse. Good sunny Friday morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're doing just fine. So how does a construction company fare during the coronavirus pandemic? How have the last couple of months been for you, Jesse?
You know, they've been a challenge. We've had to revise some of our procedures and how things work. But overall, considering everything that's been going on, we've been faring pretty well. We've changed our the way we do things and made some modifications to the processes for all the jobs, but mm-hmm. We've been keeping everyone working and clients have been very understanding and good to work with. So we're doing well considering everything that's going on. I know a lot of people are struggling.
It's so very true. It's so very true. And I know you guys do both, complete builds from the ground up, but you also do a lot of renovation work. Have you been working in other people's homes?
You know, for the most part right now, we're not. We're working in homes. They're either second homes or homes people aren't living in full time.
Okay,
and,
great.
We kind of modified our schedule slightly to help accommodate that, just to make sure everyone was comfortable.
All right. Now, and speaking of modifying your behavior, I'm sure that now that a lot of people have been hanging at home for extended periods of time, they're starting to look around a little bit and think, maybe... I mean, we're both still working. Maybe this is the time we need to start remodeling.
Yeah, exactly. That we've actually seen, the phone stopped ringing for a while, which we kind of expected with what's going on, but things have really started to pick up. And,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, people are ready to get out of their homes. And a lot of our clients, of course, are coming up from the southern end of New England. And so now people are like, all right, let's get out, enjoy the sunshine. And, some folks are getting up to those houses and they're saying, man, it'd be nice if we had a new home or a new property or remodeled this or did that or modified that. And so that's definitely in people's minds right now.
And you will work with somebody from an idea to the finished product.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, a lot of our clients, it starts with just an idea in their head. Sometimes they sketch something on a piece of paper or a napkin,
mm-hmm.
They've seen a design that they like.
Whenever they had the idea.
Absolutely. I mean, we've even had people that, drove by a home on an island or on the lakeside edge and said, I'd like something like this, but with some different, modifications, and we can work with anything.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And again, this has been a tough time for those that have been plunged into really dealing front line with the pandemic and maybe losing some work. But again, we're starting to reopen a little bit. I think people are their minds are starting to open up. Okay, we can move forward now rather than being stuck. And you can really kind of work into any of the plans that maybe they've come up with while they've been staring at their houses.
Yeah, absolutely. We could, like I said, we can take anything that someone comes up with, and we can go and complete a full design from there. And we work intimately with clients, taking whatever their ideas are, pulling them all together. Making whatever space we're building, whether it's a new home or a remodel, or an addition or a second floor, and making that their own space. We don't do like spec builds; we do custom. So we do exactly
right.
What our clients are looking for.
See, and that's awesome. And you can see something. The beauty I love of your website is that you can see the work that you guys have done before we've even said, "Hey, how you?" and bumped elbows and said, "It's great to meet you."
Yeah, the website's a great way for folks to see that. We have all the albums. We also have some featured projects, so they can go on there. They can read more about us, too, you know, all the crew members, all my management staff, see a bunch of the jobs we've done, read testimonials. And then, of course, we have an Angie's List and Home Advisor page with lots of pictures and reviews. And our Facebook is constantly being updated. And we have albums for all the different projects we're working on, and we keep those updated throughout the process so people can really see the different steps it takes to get there.
Wow. And again, I'm sure that part of your job is really kind of educating somebody through the process.
It is. You know, for some folks that have done this before, you know, it's kind of second nature, but a lot have not.
Right.
And, you know, construction is a challenging process. So with our company, you know, we have experienced individuals working here in management along with myself. And so we really can help people step through that entire process. We have good systems set up for folks making selections, finished choices, because that can be overwhelming, especially on a new construction or a full remodel. So we really are able to help people all the way through that process, timing everything so they don't feel overwhelmed. We work with interior designers as well if people are looking for help on that. Just really a full package turnkey deal, so they don't have to worry about having to do different elements themselves. We really help them through that entire process.
Right, or they don't get to the point during the process where, oh, my God, that's right, I didn't even think about that, because you have already thought about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. See, and again, I think when you're working with somebody, and especially if you're working with somebody's home or second home, I mean, this is personal. It's not just like a piece of clothing that you're creating for someone.
Yeah, precisely. We're you know, this is their you know, and for a lot of our clients, this is their retirement or their dream home. So we are. It's an intimate part of their life, and we respect that, and that's part of that why we offer that complete process so that they don't have to worry about all the innards and the workings that it takes to pull a project together, you know, on time and on budget. They can more think about, you know, how is this going to come together? What is this going to look like? And how do I want that? And, you know, there's a lot of challenges associated with that working pieces. And so we really help assist them and pull them through that. You know, if there's areas they get stuck on, we can assist with that as well. You know, make sure that at the end of the day, when they walk in the house, they're like, you know, or the addition, whatever we're building, they're like, this is really what I wanted.
Nice.
And we're really flexible to work with people on that.
And it's tough for you, Jesse, because we're talking to Jesse Lindland from Outside In Construction. It's tough because even though you are tactile and hammers, nails, wood, this is emotion for people.
It is. Yeah, again, it's their space, you know, with their belongings, their family. And, you know, in some people's cases, it's going to be passed down to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a you know, construction is what it is in terms of the industry. But at the end of the day, you know, for them, it's not the process necessarily. It's going to be the end result.
Right.
So we really are there to make sure that we can get from A to B.
Right. And because it's what they feel when they see the finished product. And they're like, oh, my God, this is what I was looking for, because that's what I was feeling when I was thinking it.
Yeah, and part of that is, you know, myself and my staff really care about working with people and the quality result of the end product. You know, we're not just showing up to work every day to do it.
Go and stay out of our way. We're the professionals. Let us do our job, would you? No, you're working with the client.
Exactly, exactly. And the key part of that is getting feedback from them. You know, if they have, you know, questions and they're looking at something and they want to, you know, see what some alternatives would be, is really working with them through that process, not just saying, well, we got to get it done, or, you know, that's not how it's done. Because, again, for a lot of people, they don't understand how the construction process works. And instead of just saying, yeah, this is how it's going to be and moving on, we really work through that with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all right, let's look at some alternatives. Let's see if different creative ways we could do this. And helping people, you know, through that entire process of the construction.
That's great. And you have been, a home you completed was featured on the Lakes Region Builders and Remodelers Association Parade of Homes. And that's... You know, that's a great honor, because that's a lot of people that are seeing your work.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've actually been in the parade for 4 years. Our last home, we had a ton of positive feedback from, and that was all designed by Outside In Construction, and worked with our interior designer on it. But that whole, the parade of homes has been fantastic to work with. It's great to have an intimate conversation with clients, and they're able to walk through and actually see, touch, and feel your work.
Yep.
And be able to talk to people, answer questions, you know, not feeling rushed like if you're at a home show or something, you know, or a trade show.
Right. I got to get to the next person that's going to replace their shower. I can move along. Yeah, no, it's not like that at all. It's a great opportunity for people to get up close and personal with the guys that are responsible for this.
Exactly. Yep. And we're going to have a home that's going to be featured in this year's parade up in Meredith that we're working on construction right now.
Sweet.
So people can see that on our Facebook page. And we're actually going to be doing a progressive drone footage of the house as we work through the construction. So it'll be fantastic to see. And then the end result, of course, will be in the parade this year.
Right, which is Columbus Day weekend. And you know, we're hoping the world is going to be a much better, easier place to navigate through by come Columbus Day weekend. But I'm sure that just because of the nature of the parade of homes, I think we'll be able to work it out.
And that's our hope.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's only a hope.
Great event.
It is. But in the meantime, you can see projection or what's going on as things are happening at your Facebook page, your website, oiconstruction.com, has got, again, some featured projects and some great, you know, beginning, middle, and end sort of pictures, libraries of other projects.
Absolutely. Yep, it's a fantastic way for people to see, you know, what we can do, and it gives, you know, it's great for getting ideas as well.
Let's not discount that, because isn't that what everybody's doing now, hunkered in at home? They're going through social media, and you're like, oh, that's a good vacation spot. I mean, you're plunking ideas from everything that you see. This is a great way to do it, to improve your home.
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a lot of clients that have, you know, that have seen something on our website or on our Facebook page, and like, you know, that's exactly what I'm looking for, or, you know, that's almost exactly what I'm looking for. Let's tweak that and make that what'll work, you know, for our space. So it's a great way for people to be able to browse that and take a look at it and really get those wheels turning.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Jesse Lindland, thank you for kind of inviting us into the process a little bit. If you want to know more, you can contact Jesse and the crew, oiconstruction.com. They've been, again, serving the Lakes region for almost 20 years. And so you got to feel for the place at this point.
Excellent.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much for your time, brother.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. That's great. That's wonderful. And I've worked with the Parade of Homes, and I've worked with Jesse before in just talking about his projects and stuff. And it's good when you're working with people that know what they're doing, but also have the experience doing what they've been doing, you know?
Yeah.
Great thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I'm walking around my house. My wife will be the first to tell you.
Not only that, but I'm standing here nodding my head.
Yes, you are. And thank you very much.
Forgetting that I'm on the radio.
Yeah, right. The nod doesn't quite work in front of the microphone, but that's all right.
OIConstruction.com. Site.
Aren't those beauty pictures?
Oh my God.
Isn't that just beautiful work?
I'm looking at one of these, one of the sites here, and there's like a four-story place here that's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, you know, of course, my legs, you know, would rather have a ranch.
Well, yes, I know. I understand that. Yeah. We can put your bedroom on the first floor.
But it's so
Mr.
cool,
Estes.
You know. Well, no, I'd want that place with an elevator.
There we go.
See,
I have my own modification.
Yeah, I want a bedroom up top so I can wake up and look and see.
And have the view.
The view. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I want an elevator to go down or a slide.
Oh, okay. Oh, so what? Your legs are gonna work the bat pole? Come on!
I need the elevator to go up only.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah. I need a circular escalator. How can we do that?
Just a pole.
Hey, listen.
I can.
Outside
in
construction
myself.
Can help. It's a good thing. All right. We've got like a half hour left to the Friday before we take off for the long holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Very excited. More of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up. I'm 107.7 The Pulse.